Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Chase. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Chase, I'm Wayne Jensen. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm sure she's either talked to you or you've read the account, but I had purchased a fairly large purchase from Costco, and then I got a text from Costco, or assuming Costco, that said, fill out the survey, and we're going to benefit you for doing that by giving you earplugs, Bluetooth, and a watch. $5.95. And I thought, that's a hell of a deal, because I'd never fill out any. So I went ahead and filled that out. And then they charged me $14.95 for shipping and warranty. So I thought, well, I didn't know about that, but okay. And then they tried to hit me for another $59.95, and my bank alerted me, and I talked to them, and they did not put that through, so I have not paid you the $59.95. So here I sit. I don't really care if I have the product or not. I just thought it was a situation for filling out the survey. The fine print was not right there where I could see it. I read pretty much everything, been in finance all my life. And now I don't know how to get out of this, because if I want everything, if I don't want to pay even 50% at $29.98, I've got to return the product. I return the product. I'm still out the shipping and the two $5.95s. I can't win in this deal. So tell me how to solve this.
Okay, let's see. Just to start with, I do want to make sure I've got the right account that was transferred. Could you verify the first and last name and the address one more time?
Yeah, it's Wayne W. Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, and it's 2050 West, Warm Springs Road in Henderson, Nevada, 89014.
Okay, thank you very much for that. So let's see. Yeah, I do see, looks like April the 1st, we have the smartwatch and the mini pods ordered there for the $5.95 on each of those. And yeah, I'm sure it's been described there, but it's the 14-day trial. And on day 15, if you decide to keep those, then it would be a one-time charge for each of those, which is the charge.
I saw nothing like that. I mean, maybe it was in the tiny fine print, or you had to go to the website to do it or something, but I did not see that.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I do apologize there if that was overlooked there. So the issue with the return there.
You mean You mean if it was not in plain sight, it was fine print.
Well, it is legally there on the order screen. It has to be there for every customer to check the box agreed
to. I understand it. Yeah, I understand legally. I'm just saying I wanted to correct that statement as all.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, again, I apologize there if those weren't clear for you, but unfortunately those are legal and valid terms, which would in turn make the charges legal and valid.
Sure.
Due to those being declined, there is a chance those can go into a collection for that.
You're kidding me.
No, sir. That's why we do ask customers to return those products so we can avoid that.
So I've already paid the two $5.95s and $14.95, and I'll have to pay to ship them back to you, and so I'm out that money and have no product.
Yes, sir. You would have to produce a shipping label. We wouldn't be able to provide that for you.
So she offered me a 50% discount. So that'd be $29.98. If I pay you that $29.98 and keep the product, is everything square?
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and process the charges there for 50%, we could do that. There would be no return.
Well, I'll have to give you another account, because I have cut you off of my other credit card.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Let me get that adjusted. Payment method. Okay, and whenever you're ready, I'll start with the card number.
Now, let me just be clear here. If I pay you $29.98 right now, I keep the product, everything zeroed out and complete, and then how do I get off of your records?
Yes, sir. Well, like I said, this is not a reoccurring. There wouldn't be any new charges or shipments going forward either way. But the account will be canceled, so that will prevent any future charges whatsoever. Your card wouldn't be able to be attempted. That I can cancel it completely to where even if you tried to order another product from us, you wouldn't be able to.
Now, I'm sorry that happened. I wish it had been more clear. But obviously, I understand marketing and I understand the fine print. It's my fault for not seeing it, but I don't think it was very clear. or I wouldn't have done it. I've never done anything like that. The account is, you ready for the card number?
Yes, sir.
4465-4201-8616-8316.
So it was, let's see, 8616, and then
8316, that's correct.
Okay.
8616 and 8316 is the last eight digits.
Gotcha. Okay. Just wanted to be clear on that. All right. Let's see. And the expiration date?
1/24.
1/24. Okay. And the card CVV or security code?
937.
937. Okay. Set. Update. So yeah, that would be 20. Yes,
ahead.
Sir. I was just going to let you know the total there. I think you stated it there, but that'd be the 2990 and 98.
Okay.
Okay. And did you have a question for me, Mr. Jensen?
I did. What was your last name?
Oh, that's going to be Williams. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
And is there a phone number to reach you direct if I have a problem?
Not directly, but you can ask for me. You'd call the same number you called today and just ask for Chase. I'm the only Chase here, so they'll get you transferred over.
Okay, so can I get some kind of confirmation that the $29.98 gives me a zero balance and that from there forward there's no other charges?
Well, you will get just a generic email letting you know that, you know, what you've been charged there. Like I said, it's not anything really to cancel because it is only a one-time charge for customers. It's not anything that goes beyond that charge. But I, you know, like I said, I can assure you that we will block your card there to make sure there's no future charges whatsoever.
All right, that's probably the best for me, because if I return the product and pay shipping, and I've already paid shipping plus two at $5.95, I'm out that money, so that does me no good. So.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, like I said, I've got it canceled out there, so yeah, there's no need to return anything. The charges, you should see those in the next 24 hours, and then that will be the last charge you would see from us.
And then I keep the product.
And you keep the product, yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for handling that for me, and let's just get her done.
Good deal, Mr. Jensen. Well, thank you again for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.